This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Former Republican leaders say they'll team up to lead the state party if current Chairman Dave Williams is removed on Saturday. Former head of El Paso County Republicans Eli Bremer says he'd act as party chair to try to get Republicans elected this fall.
It's not about me. It's not about Dave Williams or anything else. It's got to be about helping our candidates take advantage of every opportunity they have.
Bremer says all the current state party leadership team could be removed at once. Three other former Republican county chairs have offered to fill those positions if that happens. Meanwhile, Williams and his allies say the meeting to vote on his removal is invalid, and he has sued the officials trying to remove him. Two buildings in Denver are being recognized for historic significance. CPR's Paolo Giansita has more.
Preservation nonprofit Historic Denver erected a plaque at the former site of Ben's Supermarket. The store was opened in 1945 by the Akubo family, who had recently been released from Camp Amache, a World War II Japanese internment camp. A plaque was also installed at the former home of Julia Greeley, an emancipated slave who converted to Catholicism and helped the poor in Denver. The Archdiocese of Denver has nominated Greeley for canonization, meaning she could be among the first African Americans to gain sainthood. I'm Paolo Giansita, CPR News.
The number of vacancies on the Colorado Springs Police Force is half of what it was last year. The agency is still about 40 officers short of being fully staffed. The department is one of many in the state that has struggled with staffing. It began running continuous training academies for recruits last summer to help boost numbers. The department says the new training model has led to small but impactful hiring gains, despite challenges and a failed ballot measure to help fund a new training academy. Colorado Springs and Denver have highs near 90 this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.